Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Rodney Johnson, who is running for Marion County Board of Supervisors.
Well, first off, what made you decide to want to run for Marion County Board of Supervisors?
I've lived in Marion County all my life. I've seen the supervisors in action. I've seen things they've done, and I guess I'm curious if there's something I can do to give back to what the county's given to me.
Talk about some of the experience that you've had living in Marion County and working in Marion County, and what do you think you can bring to the Marion County Board of Supervisors?
Like I say, I lived in Marion County all my life. Went to school in Pleasantville, got out of school, joined the Iowa National Guard, which was based here in Knoxville. Spent 6 years in that. After that, went to work in a factory, pursuing my dream to farm. Farmed with my dad some. Finally realized that dream in 1980, where I could get away from the factory, could farm full-time. I had more times on my hand than I knew what to do with. During that time, I had the opportunity to serve on several boards. I was on the Rural Water Board when the construction went through with the Rural Water System. I served on the South Central Co-op Board as a board member, served a couple terms there. I served on the FSA committee, the county committee, which is the group that governs everything for the farms. Not until I went to work for the county. Like I said, I went to farming full-time. I had too much time on my hands. I started driving a school bus, did different things. 2005 brought me to looking for a part-time job. Saw the ad in the paper, and I applied. And it was quite an experience I attained working at the jail. Got to meet so many people. People that I call friends today are still from there. I have the one time in my life where I think I've got time to do this. My oldest son farms the farm. Not that I don't drive and pick something up for him once in a while, but I've just got time, and that's my basic thing is experience, not experience on that particular thing. I've worked with budgets, and basically just worked with people. So
you talked about budgets, you talked about serving on several boards. How do you think that's going to translate over to the Marion County Board of Supervisors?
It'll be tough. It'll be tough for anybody to move in and see completely different budgets, see completely different people. I believe I've got the ability to get along with other people. Even went to a seminar once that strictly on becoming a better board member. I think I learned a lot from that. I've learned a lot from just serving with others. So I think that's probably my strengths.
What do you think the Board of Supervisors is doing now for, obviously, the rural area of Marion County that you think you can help improve on, or B, that you think that they need to be doing better on?
I think the supervisors do a great job. We've got great law enforcement. We've got great roads to drive on. I really told everybody I have no agenda in this deal. I think they do a great job. I'm just looking forward to serving with them.
What type of issues do you think the Marion County Board of Supervisors faces right now that could become potentially trouble or issues that our rural area farmers and the like are experiencing now that do you think maybe they could use some help on?
Well, I think everybody talks about budget. There's just not enough money. They've protected our taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. I think our taxes are fair in Marion County. There's never enough money to go around. And I think that's the major issue that'll face everybody down the road. You know, it's just that we've got to figure out how to make do with less. So,
give me one final sales pitch on why you think Marion County residents should vote for you for Marion County Board of Supervisors.
I once heard a quote that said, "Good things happen to people that work hard and never give up." I've tried to pattern my life after that, and I'll try to pattern the supervisor's job with that. Not that I can do any better job than anybody else can, but I think I can be fair. I think I can be easy to get along with, know several people that work in the county already, and I think that that's a plus for me.
Thanks to Rodney Johnson for joining us on today's program. You can find this interview and all of our interviews with the other Marion County Board of Supervisors candidates on our website, kniakrls.com.